Okay, today's daf Kuf Zayin. We're in Kuf Vav Amud Beis by the second to by the last Mishnah of the page, right? The fourth line from the bottom, and we'll learn today's shir for Lila Nishmas Naftali Ben Chaim Shraga Vayvel. Yes, his yartzeit shalom shav and aliyah. Okay, so here we go. Yashav ha'echad al ha'pesach. A guy sits down and blocks the door, so no animals can escape. But velo mi lo ehu, he doesn't fill up the door, and the guy's not that fat, so somebody can get by. The animal can get by. Yashav hasheni umi lehu. Then the second guy sits down, and the second guy blocks the door. Hasheni chayev. Only the second guy's chayev, right? Because the second guy is the one who did the malacha of trapping. Yashav harishon ala pesach. What if like this? The first guy sits down and blocks the door. Umilehu, and he fills up the entrance, and no animals can escape. Ubo hasheni v'yashav b'tzido. Then the second guy sits next to him. Afal pi she'amar harishon v'halachlo. Even if the first guy will get up and walk away, harishon chayev hasheni pater. Only the first one's chayev, and the second one is pater. How does that make any sense? What's this like? Lino es beso, l'shomro, is when you lock the door, nimsa tvi shomor besachu. And it turns out that the deer is inside. What I think that means is, if I come and close the door, right, there's a deer in the house. The deer runs into the house. So I come and close the door, right? I have just now trapped the deer. What if you come and lock the door? You didn't do anything. Already been trapped. By you locking the door, you didn't do anything. You didn't make the trapping better. You didn't do anything. That's the same thing. I sat down. I already blocked the door. And you come and sat down next to me? You didn't add anything.
No, you fully blocked it.
I fully blocked it myself.
No.
Yeah, the second case, I fully blocked it. Then you came next to me. Okay, then I got up.
That's the second case.
Second case. The first case is easy.
Then you got up, though.
Then I got up.
That's the kicker.
Right. Even though I got up,
you did your thing,
I'm still chayiv, and you're still potter. Just like he's locking the door. Does that make sense?
You vacated the area.
That's the pshat.
The second case makes more sense because once you lock, you didn't do anything by locking the door. The deer cannot open the handle.
Right.
So that's why the guy who was the second guy is punter on the last case.
Correct. But once the first guy gets up and goes away,
middle case,
there are two cases.
The first one is the easy one.
Right.
The middle case, what happens is you're now blocking. You just took over the blocking of it.
Right.
So you're continuing the blocking.
Right. But you still putter. The mission said they putter that case. In that case, you're puzzled. Reuben comes and sits down and blocks the door. Shimon comes down and sits next to him. What did Shimon do? Nothing. Shimon didn't do anything. Reuben already blocked the door. Now Reuben goes away.
Yeah.
And Shimon's left alone there. Shimon's still putter.
Right,
that's what the mission said. Shimon's still putter.
Well,
right, Shimon's still putter. Why is Shimon putter? So the Gemara said it's like locking the door. I come and close the door. No. Reuben comes and closes the door. Reuben's over and trapping. Shimon comes and locks it. Nothing happened. Shimon didn't do anything. He's already trapped. So when Reuven gets up and goes away and Shimon's still sitting there, the deer was already trapped already. And therefore, Shimon's putter. Okay, I think it's not so far-fetched. The Gemara's not even going to discuss it. No, the Gemara's not even going to address that. Gemara's going to address something totally different now. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar... Okay, one. Kuf Zayin Al-Amad Aleph. Amar Rabbi Abba. Amar Chiyah Bar Ashi. Amar Rav. Nichnas Elo Tzipor Tachas Kenafav. If a bird somehow gets under your cloak, under your jacket, Yoshevu Misharmeru Ajdechshach. You can stay, keep it. It's a prize bird. You're gonna want it for the bird show, so you can hold on to it until dark, till after Shabbos. Masir Nachamitz, like, wait a minute. We just learned Yoshev Rishon Al Pesach Umilehu. If the first one sat down, and he locked the door, he blocked the door. Uba Hasheni Yoshev Betzido. And then Shimon came and sat next to him. Afal pisha amar harishon v'halachlo. Even though the Reuven went away, harishon chayiv hasheni pater. Right? That's what we said. The first one chayiv tamer. My lav, doesn't that mean pater lahalasar? Doesn't that mean pater, but it's still also derabanan. Right? If that's the case, how could you keep that bird? Pater, pater lahalasar. I mean, derabanan is still asar. Lo, pater umutar. This is one of the rare times where pater means actually mutter. What? Correct. We had it on Daf Gimel. Huh? Yeah.
Doesn't usually say instead of pater, just mutter?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. So exactly. The Gemara is pointing out there are three places where it says pater and it's really mutter. Hachinam and Mistarba. This actually makes sense. Diktani Seifa, because it said in the Seifa, Lama Zedoma. What's this like? It's like Linol as Besa Umashamro. When someone else, the door's already closed, and then someone comes and locks it. Nimtza tzvi shamar besocho. The deer's already in there. Michlal, the pater mutter. That's pater and mutter. You're allowed to do that. The deer's already in there. Can't lock the door at night. Shma mina. You're right. It's totally mutter. Right? And by the way, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Right? Okay. But that's only true if the animal was trapped beheter. In other words, it's trapped beheter. You didn't lure it, whatever, somehow it's better, then the second lock is not a problem. Ikad Amri, others have it on the following story. Amar of Nachem Beitzchak, Af Anon Namitanina, Af Alpi, Sh'amar Harishon V'Halachlo, Harishon Chayiv, V'Hasheni Pater. Right? The first one's Chayiv, second one's Pater. My La Pater Mutter. Totally Mutter? Lo, no, it doesn't mean that. It means Pater La V'Losser. So the Gemara says that can't be right. Hamidikani Seifa. But it says in the Sefer, Ha Lama Zedoma, what's that like? Little is Beso, Lul Shamro, but then so she's Arbazoho, which is totally Mutter. Michlal, the Patu Mutter Shmamina. You're right, it's Mutter. You're right, it's Mutter. Amar Shmuel, Kol Paturei de Shabbos, every time it says the word Pater in Masechta Shabbos, Pater Avalasar. Labar Mahani Tlas, except for three cases, the Pater Umutter, where it's Pater and Mutter. What are the three cases? Chadaha. One is what we just said. Umimai de pater umutter. How do you know that it's pater and mutter? For the third time. Diktani seifa. It's head of the seifa. Lama zeh adome. What's this like? The case of Reuven sitting down and blocking the door and Shimon coming next to him and then Reuven getting up and Shimon's totally mutter. Linol es beso. When the door's already closed and then someone comes and locks it. L'shomro. To you know, you lock your door at night. V'nim tzvi shamar besocho. And the deer is trapped. V'iduch. What's the second case? Hamapis morza. Somebody bursts a pimple, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, im lasos la peh, if you did it because you wanted to give it air, chayiv, then you're chayiv. Why? Because you made an opening. Im lahotzi mimen alecha, if you just want to get the pus out, putter, then you're putter. Why putter? And putter here means mutter. Well, so Rashi says, putter, it's halfway the skinny lines, putter, umutter. Rashi says, the ain kan tikkun, there is no tikkun. V'rabbanan nami lo gazer b'shvus mishum tzar. Guy's not feeling well, it's hurting him. So there was no gzer for tzar. Okay? Umimai, back into the Gemara. How do you know that's even mutter? How do you know it's mutter? Everywhere else, pater midas. So why should it mean something different over here? Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah. Machat shel yad, litol ba esakot. You're allowed to use a needle, right? You're allowed to use a needle, To take out a thorn, a splinter, right? So what do you see from there? Even though by removing the thorn you're creating an opening in the skin, it's not a problem, right? The chiddush there was not muksa, the needle's not muksa. It's not a problem. So to over here, see, it's totally mutter. Viduch, the third case. Listen carefully to this one. Hatzad nachash b'Shabbos. If you trap a snake on Shabbos. If you did it so no one should get hurt, putter. Then you're putter. And by the way, it's mutter too. Im l'refua, if you did it for refua, very important line, chayiv l'chayiv. Why? It's a constructive purpose. You might as well want the snake. It's a constructive purpose. Umimai de putter umutter, hayal it's mutter. Ditnan, because we learned, kofin ka'ara al haner. You can put a cup over a candle, b'shvil shlo techos b'kara, like the fire is very high, So you shouldn't, you're allowed to put a cup over it so that it shouldn't burn the beam. Now, of course, you can't put the cup over it that it'll go out. Right? You can't put it on that it'll go out. But basically, you put a big dome over the fire. There's plenty of air in there. It's not going to go out, but it's not going to burn the beam. Ve'alatzoa shall cutten, or you could even put it on the cover the tzoa, a kid made in the floor of the house, whatever, it happens sometimes. Ve'al akrav, or on a spider, a scorpion, shall teshach, shouldn't bite you. So how does that go in the sukkah with the bees? Seems to be it's mutter. Right, why are you trapping all these things? Not because you want to torture them, because you don't want them to sting you. Now, is it the same level of sakana, a snake, and a bee? No. Unless he's allergic or something. But I have to wait when it comes to four circles, I have to go look at that carefully again. Seems to be it's not a problem. So I don't want to pass it, I'm not sure, but that's what it seems to be. What do you see? It's mutter.
That means to actively trap it on.
Correct. Correct. That's what the mission said. You could put it on a snake, on a snake. And it's mutter lechachila. On a snake, on a fire, on tzoa.
Yeah, but is it trapping enough?
What? Why not? We said yesterday, right? With the whole thing with the lake, with the beaver, what? Yeah. Yeah.
I thought the thing maybe it's close. It's done for the food industry.
Oh, interesting. Yes.
Yeah, but this is akra. You're not eating an akra.
Right.
No, not that you're eating or not. The malachas.
No, that's because they parallel whatever you're eating. You can do it after eating. Right. Or like carrying your sitter. You can carry for food, so you can carry for not for food. Right. Right, so I don't know. We have to look that up. Okay. Hajin Allah Ha'oreg, Hajin Allah Ha'oreg, Hajin Allah Ha'oreg. Shmona Shratim Ha'omurim Batorah. There are 8 Shratim that are mentioned in the Torah. What are the 8 Shratim? They are the Choled Achbar Tzav, Anaka, Koach, Halta'a, Chomet, and Tinshemes. Okay? What those are, I don't know. Now, the first half of this Gemara is impossibly hard, and then it gets easy. Hachovel behen chayiv. If you're chovel them, you are chayiv. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Hachovel behen chayiv. You hit them, you're chayiv. Why chayiv? Why chayiv? Says Rashi. Deyesh lehen or, because they have a leather, hide. Kedimafarish begemara. Vahavile chabura. It's a chabura. She'ena chazereth. Which is never going to go back. The chabura is not going to go back. It's not going to go away. Therefore, the havile tolda de shochet. It's a tolda of shochet. Okay? What's the difference if you kill somebody or you kill that spot of the body? That's why it's a tolda of shochet. That Rashi says is Levia, Memi says from his Rebbe. Lashon Acher, kiven de yeshlon or nitzva haor bedam, hanitzrar, bo, the blood. What's the word? It forms in one spot and it colors the skin in one spot. Chayev mishum tzoveya. You're chayev for tzoveya. You hear that? You make a black and blue mark. You're chayev for tzoveya. The Rambam says a third shita. You're chayev for mefarek, which is a tolda of dosh, because the blood is taken out of its capillaries. Difficult shitas. Assuming it's Rashi's first shot, it's a tolda of shochet. Okay? Vishar shkatzim and ramasim. Other shkatzim and ramasim, says Rashi. Look at, it's Rashi inside. Kigon, for example. Tolas, a worm. Nechashim, snakes. Bakravim, and scorpions. Hachovu behen potter. If you're chovu, then you're potter. Vahatsa. Vahatzadon, and if you trap them, litzorech, for a need, chayiv, your chayiv. Right? Why does it say here, litzorech, and it doesn't say anywhere else, litzorech? If you trap them for a need, your chayiv. And shalol litzorech? And for a need, your potter. Right? What? So let's look at Tosfos, second Tosfos. Hatzorech. Hatzadon l'tzorech chayiv. V'im tomar. Maishna de'itzrach hachal l'misni tfei hatzadon l'tzorech chayiv b'chol chiyuv e'shavetz nami loch m'chayiv. Rav Shimon, el l'tzorech. The Gemara is going to say it on a base. This is Rav Shimon. That holds malach ha'shei tzvichal l'guf is potter. Timmy for tzara right after chayv. If it's not for tzara, you potter. Ask Tosfos, why are you saying that over here by trapping and not by any other malacha? If you bone it, let's tzara right after chayv. And if you're not bone, let's tzara, you potter. If you weave, let's tzara right after chayv. It doesn't say that anywhere else. All of a sudden over here it says that. Why? So Tosfos answers, Omar Ri, the lahachi tana lehacha, lashminan, the bishar shkatsim for a masim, that other creepy crawly things, she'ain lahem or, that don't have hide, tzorech she'yitzchavein l'shum tzorech. You have to have a specific kavana. Why? The stam lav l'tzorech kaimi. What are you trapping a caterpillar for? What reason? I don't do anything with that. L'stam, they have no tzorech. Avol b'shmona shratzim, d'resha, but in the shmona shratzim, yesh aleit lehem or, they have value, they have a hide, stimeit nitzit. So Mestami, you're trapping them for the hide. Mestami, you're trapping them for the hide. Lachitani, tzadr behem chovel demachayev nami mishum or. That's why chovel's in this Mishnah. This Mishnah's about trapping. What's chovel thrown in for? And chovel, because it all is about the tzorech, for the eight shrats are much special, because they have hides. Okay? Shalol tzorech, if it's not for a tzorech, potter, you're potter. Okay? Now, we'll garashi, shalol tzorech potter. Look at the last Rashi we're going to do on the page. Shalala Tarech Pater. The Ein Bemino Nitzad. Because it's not normally trapped. Nobody traps bugs. Right? Nobody traps them. The Hava Malacha She'ein Tzmicha L'Gufa. It's a Malacha She'ein Tzmicha L'Gufa. Verb Shimon, he, the Muki, the Gemara. And it's from Shimon like the Gemara is going to say. Right? It's the Bir Alacha. 1 minute. A second ago, what are the Shar Shratim? What did Rashi say? Snakes. Didn't 5 lines ago the Gemara just said if you trap a snake for refuah, you're chayav? Didn't the Gemara just say that? What's Rashi talking about? How can Rashi put snakes in the list? Right? So the Bir Halacha answers that's such a rare occurrence. What kind of medicine do you make from snakes anyway? What kind of medicine is that? Normally people don't make medicine from snakes. Normally, why do you trap snakes? So they shouldn't bite you. Shouldn't bite the kids. That's normally why. Right? It's normal use. Once in a blue moon, you trap a snake. You heard there's some kind of medicine you can get from a snake somehow. You heard that somehow? That doesn't mean that it's something that's normally trapped. That's what Mishnah Berurah answers. It's a good question. Okay. By the way, the Nemukah Yosef has the exact same Lashon as Rashi, but instead of Nechashim in that Rashi, he changes it to Chilazon. Right, which also doesn't make any sense. He changed it to a different word. Okay, now we can talk about the chilazo. This Mishnah is, so I told you once, Rabbi Reisman sent the Tchelos Institute 10 questions why he believed that the Murex could not be the Tchelos. Okay, the Tchelos Institute answered 9 of them, and one of them they said, we don't have an answer. The one that they couldn't answer is this one. Here's what he said. The Gemara said, daf an ayin something, that in the Mishkan, they would trap the chilazon. Right? They would trap the chilazon. That's how the LSD get it. We learned yesterday, and it's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that any animal that can be gotten at one lunge, basically, you don't have to trap it. Then you're not chayav and trap it. Right? This snail doesn't move. It moves 1 foot in 10 hours. What are you trapping it for? Just pick it up. In the Mishkan, there was definitely trapping. And not only that, the Gemara says they trapped the chilazon. The chilazon can't be a snail.
Why is it that the chilazon was trapped? Why couldn't it have been all of them that was
trapped? The Gemara says that. What do you mean all of them?
The chilazon is the only thing that could use the
trapping. But the Gemara says they use trapping for the chilazon. In addition to maybe whatever else they trap, the point is that they trap the chilazon. If they trap the chilazon, it has to be something that you can't catch right away. This question is so strong that someone asked Rav Shlomo Zalman in an unrelated context. The Mishnah says that all the Shmona Shratzim can be trapped. Right? Shmona Shratzim, Ha'omor Bat Torah, Hatzadon Chayev. So someone asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, one of the Shmona. Huh? No, chilazon's not on the list. But a turtle is. We translate tzav as a turtle. So someone asked Rosh Hashanah, how could you be chayav for trapping a turtle? It doesn't move. Same question, different animal. And Rosh Hashanah's answer was, Rabbi Ribiak quoted in the back, he has to bring down a letter. In the Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa, Rosh Hashanah says you can't be chayav any animal that doesn't move. He says that at the bottom. Then the Rabbi Ribiak, he brings in another sefer where someone asks Rosh Hashanah, then how could you be chayav for trapping a turtle? They don't move. And Rosh Hashanah's answer is, the tzav is not a turtle. It can't mean a turtle. That's how strong Rosh Hashanah held that it must mean something else. So he says, maybe it's some wild turtle, we don't know what it is, and it really does go fast, and really you do have to trap it, right? He wasn't sure. He said, I don't know what it is. He has a Rambam, and he has a Tyrus, what a turtle.
Why does it have to be only trapped?
What do you mean only trapped?
You can trap it. Well, you can not trap it.
But it says here that if you trap a turtle on Shabbos, if you trap a tzav, are you chayiv?
Yes.
But turtles don't have to be trapped.
Don't have to be, and don't.
But if it doesn't have to be,
I want a turtle.
It doesn't have to be.
I want turtle.
So go get one.
I don't have to sit there and go look for turtle. I can put a trap out there where the turtles are coming out when they spawn, and I can get myself my turtles. Now I can also go out and actively pick up a turtle. But what does one have to do with another?
Because let's.
Why does it have to be? You want to go get a bear.
Right. So the only way you're going to get... You can't walk over to a bear and pick it up and take it
home.
Exactly. You can't... Therefore, if you trap a bear on Shabbos, you're chayav.
Correct.
You don't have to do that for a turtle. Therefore, if you do that, you're not chayav. It's not called trapping. It's already trapped.
But you can do it both ways.
It's already trapped. That's the halacha. It's already trapped. It doesn't move. What are you trapping it for? So Rabbi Leibowitz in North Woodmere had a shiur where he had a response to Rabbi Reisman, and he said that the halacha is... I don't know where the halacha says this, that even if that's true, because no one's disputing that it's true. It's true. The thing with the chlozim's true. The thing with the turtle is true. But if it's the derech to trap them, then it's still trapping. You know, Shlomo Zalman says it's specifically not. Shlomo Zalman says that even if the bug, he calls it bugs, it's some kind of ants, which you can pick up an ant, doesn't trap that. If that ant... Even if you trap them because they're hiding, it's still not trapping. Still not trapping. So,
that
was the question that they couldn't answer. They wrote back, okay, that's a good one. It doesn't change their position. It doesn't change their position, but it's a very good question.
Moore also said it's something that comes out every 7 years.
Right, so they already got around that issue. Doesn't mean that, you know. But
exactly.
But it's a pretty strong question, no?
No. This one's
not a good question? The trapping?
Trapping, no.
No?
No, because it's weight. You can do it both ways.
But you're not chayiv. You can trap anything.
Exactly.
Right? So why did Shlomo Zalman say you're not chayiv for trapping it? It can't mean a turtle. Now you can set a trap out and trap a turtle. Trapping.
It's much more complicated to understand.
Right. Right. Okay. That was just an aside. Interesting stuff. Okay. See how trapping is like such a vital malacha, even though it's like, when does this ever come up? Right? Now, the next Gemara here is quite difficult. Midiktani ha-chovel behem chayiv. Since it says if you're chovel them, you're chayiv, michlal, the islay are. Obviously, they have a hide. Right? Mantana, who said that? Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ditnan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, Shmona shrotim, yesh lehen oros. The 8 shrotim have or. They have it. Rabbi Baravuna Amar. By the way, and that Gemara, this was said. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said the Shmona Shrotim have or in the context of Hilchas Tuma. Nothing to do with Hilchas Shabbat. It was in the context of Hilchas Tuma, and the Rabbanan argue on him. The Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan say only 4 of them have or, not the other 4. Okay, so Rabbi Baravuna Amar. Rabbanan. This Mishnah could even be the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan le'dor Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri el inyan Tumah. When do they argue? They only argue regarding Tumah. What's the issue with Tumah? Dichtiv Eila ha-tameyim lochem l'rabos she'orosehen kibisaron. Like the R has the same status as the meat, as the flesh regarding Tumah. Aval inyan Shabbos, but according to regarding Shabbos, I feel Rabbanan moda. Even the Rabbanan would agree that for these purposes they have or. So if you hit one of the 8, you're going to be chayav for either it's told of shochet, like Rashi said, or it's oveya, or the Rabbanan says mefar. You're going to be chayav. Don't tell, well, if you hit a turtle, you didn't do anything. It's hard as a rock. No, the Rabbanon would agree. The Rabbanon would agree if it's a turtle, right? The Rabbanon would agree. Now, Lydia and Shabbos, lo pligi? What, now you're telling me they don't argue about Shabbos? For Tanya, we have a brisa somewhere that says, Hatzad echad bishwona shorts and mumur batorah. If you trap any of the eight, or hachovel behen, or if you hit any of them, chayev. You're chayev. Why chayev? Because they have R. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri shita, which is consistent. V'chacham omrim, no. Ein lahen R, el l'mashamon ha-chachamim. Only four of them have R. Which four? The four that we said. Which four is that? It's the Anaka, the Koach, the Alta, and the Chomet. Now, that Brisa, that's not what the Brisa says. So Gemara says, Adrab, just the opposite. Just the opposite. L'mashamonu chachamim ain lahen or. The correct reading of that brisa is, except what the chachamim said, don't have or. Don't have, right? So for Amar Abaya, so Abaya explained hachika Amar. Here's what it means: ain or chalak mi basar. They don't have or smooth like skin, like flesh. Ela l'mash shalomonu chachamim. Except the ones that the Chachamim didn't say. In other words, only the four that the Chachamim didn't say, namely the Choled, the Achbar, the Tzav, and the Tinshames, because the R is not Metame, because it's Mamish R. Therefore, it's Mamish R. Therefore, what? She'orim eino Metame kibibsaram. Given, because it's like a separate entity, it's like a shell or some kind of separate entity. It's not the same tumah as the. Therefore, if you chovel them on Shabbos, you're chayif. But the shrutzim that the Mishnah mentions over here, I'm sorry, but the shrutzim that the Mishnah mentions over that the Chacham mentioned over there, namely the other four, since they do have or, the or is considered part of the basar, and you would be chayif for tumah. However, but on Shabbos you're putter. Okay, so we're still left with a question. The question, what's the question? Right? Rav said that regarding Shabbos, they would agree, but you see that they don't agree. That's basically the question. You see they don't agree. Even by Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan ben Chacham argue about four of them, even on Shabbos. So they can't agree. Amalei Rava. So Rava answers like this. Hachi ka'am. Amalei Rava. Ha lamash shemonu chacham ka'amar. First of all, read the Mishnah like it says. Read the Brisa like it says. Ha lamash shemonu chacham ka'amar. The Mishnah said, but the chachamim do count. Ela amar Rava. Hachi ka'amar. Ein or metame kibasar. There's no or that's metame like basar. Ela lamash shemonu chacham. Except the ones the chachamim count. So in other words, they're only arguing regarding Tumah. But regarding Shabbos, there's no machlokas. So the Gemara says, Michlal. What do you see from there? The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Hanach, Nami, Delomanu Chachamim, Metamin. Even the ones that the Chachamim don't count, they hold our Tameh. Vakatani. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omar. Shmona Shratzim, Yeshon Oros, Lo Metamin. They don't become Tameh. So the whole thing, that doesn't make any sense. Amar Rav Ada Bar Masna Karatachi. Explain like this: the Chacham Omrim leinyan Tuma, regarding Tuma only, ain or l'mashamano Chachamim. There's no or what the Chachamim said. In other words, only arguing regarding Tuma. Vakati leinyan Shabbos lo pligi. You still want to tell them that arguing about Shabbos? For Tanya, Hatzad Echad Mishmona Shatzam Or Batorah. If anybody traps one of the eight Shatzim or Hachov Abeh. Over them, chayev or chayev. B'shratzim sheyesh lehen oros. Only with shratzim that have an or. Ve'ezihi chabura sheinu chozeres. What's a chabura that doesn't go back? Shenitzer hadam, where the dam makes a black and blue mark. Afal pi shelo yatza. Even though the blood doesn't escape the body, you didn't bleed. It's an internal bleeding. Rebbe Yochanan ben Nuri omer shmona shratzim yesh lehen oros. The shmona shratzim have oros. And if you chovel them, you're chayiv. What do you see from here? Right? You see from here, it's not all Shmona Shratzim. Because he said, the Shratzim that have Or. So, Amar Ravashi, Man Tanakama, Huda Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda he, it's Rabbi Yehuda. That says what? The Ozel Basar Gishta. He goes but after the texture of the hide. The thickness. Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Halta Kicholda. The Halta, whatever that is like a cholda. Avo Rabbanan Pligiel Ezra Yochanan, Linyan Tuma. They only argue regarding Tuma, Linyan Shabbos, Modile. But on Shabbos they agree. Ihachi, if they agree, then Hadivir Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Then it shouldn't say Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. It should say Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri Umachlu Kol Somi Boyle. It should have said Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri and those that argue on him. So Gemara says you're right, Tani. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri Umachlu Kol So. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri and those who argue on him. That Gemara was impossible. Okay, it has to be gone over. I just read it very fast because we're running out of time. It's very, very difficult Gemara. Okay, Barmenei Levi Rebbe. Menayin Lechabur She'ena Chazeres. How do you know it's a wound that doesn't go back? How do you know that it won't go back? So the Gemara answers, Dixiv, it's a pasuk, it's a musar. Hahepach kushi oro. Look, can the kushi get rid of his skin? Can the kushi skin go back? The namer chabar berusav. Can the spots of a leopard go back? Can they go away? Meaning, can your sins go away? That's the pasuk, right? So my chabar berusav. What does that mean? The spots. Ilema dekar rikmi. If it means that, what does rikmi? Patches, hi v'nemer v'chabrusav, then it shouldn't have said nemer v'chabrusav. It should have said nemer gavnu gavanav miboyle. It should have said that word. Ella rather kikushi. No, the rise from a kushi. Ma kushi, ma orosh kushi eino chazeres. Just like the skin of a kushi is never changing. Chabura eino chazeres. So to the chabura doesn't go away. Shar shkatim. Other shkatzim, hahar gan chayiv. If you kill them, you're chayiv. Mantana, who said that? Amar of Yirmiya, Rebbe, it's Rebbe. Titania, Rebbe Omer, hahored kina b'shabbos. If you kill a bug on Shabbos, we had this come on many times. Kahored gamal b'shabbos. It's as if you kill a camel on Shabbos. Maskevla, Rebbe Yosef, ad kan lo pligir b'an alei derb lazar el b'kina. Only time they argue is by a kina, there ain't no par v'rava, where there is no pruvu. Right? There's no the Gemara assumed. But there was no peruvu by a kina. Aval shar shkatzim v'ramasim depar v'ram lo pligi. But if there is peruvu, there is no machlokas. Right? So what's the story of bizman hazeh? What's the story of bizman hazeh? Can you kill a bug bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh, right? The chachmei ha'olam say today that there's no such thing as any creature that doesn't have peruvu. Now that the chachmei ha'olam say that, so can you kill a bug on Shabbos? It should be usher now. Because now we believe it has pruvu. The Chachmei Olam say that. When nobody knew different, the Goyim was just as ignorant as everybody else, nobody knew anything better. So if the Gemara, you can kill a bug on Shabbos, it doesn't have pruvu. What about if you know? Now the Chachmei Olam say different. What's the story now? Right? So the standard consensus is you can still kill a bug on Shabbos. Why? That's the halacha. By the way, that's not a Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Shulchan Aruch Paskins is mutter. She's fascinating. The Sefer Bris, the Amunas Chachamim, they all say it's mutter. Who says it's usher? Somebody who the only time this person's ever quoted is regarding this issue. It's the Pachad Yitzchak. It's not Rav Huttner. It's a different. His name was Rav Yitzchak Lapranti. He was some Italian gadol. He wrote a Sefer, and he said. He said that now that we know different, how could it be mutter? How could it be mutter? You must be machmir and not do this. Right? He's a minority opinion. Fascinating. Whole thing is fascinating. He's a minority opinion. Right? Right. The problem, the reason why he's a minority opinion is because if you take him to the logical extension, what that means is, what you're saying is, that the Chachamim were wrong. And that's a hard pill to swallow. We'd rather not say that. Right? We'd rather not say that. The whole world was wrong. The whole world was wrong. Right? Scientists were sitting there, Goyim, honest people trying to figure out the truth. This is what they believe. As later they got more technology and they got more advanced, they realized, no, it's not true. There's no such thing as spontaneous generation. No such thing. But everybody believed it. So if you take Rabbi Yitzchak Lapranti to the logical extension, what you're saying is, oh, well, the Gemara had it wrong. They got it wrong. That's a very hard thing to say.
No, they worked with the technology of the time.
They worked with the technology of the time. So that's also a hard pill to swallow, that the Chachamim operated with the same rules as everybody else. We think that the Torah has this Menashemayim aspect to it.
No. They work with the same guidelines as the rest of the world,
right?
But they have to put into the context of the Torah.
Right, exactly.
So, for example,
when the Shaila Hilchos Nida comes up,
yeah.
So what they do, they go to the doctor. How does exactly this work? Because we need to know the halachas. I need to know how it works.
Exactly.
So how does it work? So they told it works like this. Now, 500 years later, that doesn't work like that. Right? It doesn't work like that at all. Right? That was total amaratzis. Now, I'm blaming anybody. That was total amaratzis. They didn't do autopsies. They didn't know the body that well. So the whole thing, what they said was crazy. I don't know if that ever came up, but it wouldn't surprise me if it came up. What?
Right.
So this is why, by the way, it's Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that it's mutter. So the only question now is, do you want to be machmir because we know the truth? Right? I think Shlomo Zalman might say yes. Shlomo Zalman might say you should be machmir. I don't know. The standard, you want to follow the Mishnah, the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch? You follow the Shulchan Aruch. We know different. So then it's more than just a halachic issue about Kinyan on Shabbos. It's a much broader topic about how you view the Emunat Chachamim. Right? It's a much broader issue.
Yeah,
we know. Okay. Al Sharsh got to Veramasim, departing from Lo Pligi. Ushne Elom Dua Elam Elam. They're all learned out of the Elam. Rabbi Eliezer Savar Ke Elam. Ma Elam Yesh Lom Tils Neshama. Af Kol Sheesh Lom Tils Neshama. You're killing a bug? I don't get how the bug got here. You're not allowed to kill a ram. You're not allowed to kill a bug. The bug wasn't created the same way as the ram. What's the difference? Rabbanan Savri. No Ke Elam. Ma Elam Parver Oven. Af Kol Parver Oven. Just like an aisle has puruvu, it has to be only things that have puruvu. Amalei Abaya, the kina ain't parvarava? What, the kina don't have puruvu? V'amar mar, this is a memory that we say sometimes, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits, v'zan, and he supports, mikarnei re'emim, from the karnei re'emim, abete kinim, to the eggs. So Gemara says, no, that doesn't mean that. That means, minahu demikri bete kinim. There's a species called bete kinim. V'atanya, we have a brisa. Rashi says, I don't know where this brisa is, that says, tefuye, some kind of bug, ubeite kinim, and beite kinim, I don't even know what it's about, this brisa. Anyway, yeah, same answer. Minahu demikra beite kinim. There's a species called beite kinim. It doesn't mean the eggs of kinim. It doesn't mean that. There's a species called eggs of kinim.
Why is it more difficult to say that God got it wrong?
What?
Why is it more difficult to say that God got it wrong?
No, they're not saying God got it wrong.
Yeah.
They're saying God is sitting there cheshbening.
There's a pasuk you have that says eggs of Kenan.
Right. And we say it doesn't mean that.
It doesn't mean God got it wrong. We got it right, which was wrong. But they got it wrong. But
right.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm going with God.
Right. Now, next. Vare parosh. There's something called, well, one more minute. Vare parosh. We'll get to the two dots. There's a parosh. A parosh is a different kind of bug. The parvarava, which does have peruvu. Vitanya Hatzad Parash Peshabbat. If you trap a parash on Shabbat, Rabbi Eliezer Machayev, Rabbi Eliezer says Machayev, Rabbi Yeshua Poter, Rabbi Yeshua says Poter, right? Why you Poter? It has Puruvu, and you still Poter for trapping. Why? So you kill it, you Poter if you kill it, right? Don't they go hand in hand? So I'm Ravashi, what are you talking about? Take the Hariga Karabbat. You're making a connection between killing and trapping? No. Atan lo pligir b'lezer Yeshua ella damar sever Rabbi Eliezer holds davar she'ein b'mino nitzut chayev. If it's something you never trapped, you're chayev. Umar sever putter. Rabbi Yeshua holds if you trap something that's not normally trapped, you're putter. Who trapped bugs? Avolin hariga I feel Rabbi Yeshua mode. But according to hariga, Rabbi Yeshua would agree you're chayev. Why? Because that's peruvu. Okay. If you're chayev for killing it, of course. All right, so we'll stop here, I guess. Should we go another minute? Nobody's here. Should we go another minute or no? Yes, we'll go another minute. Hatzadun l'tzor v'chayev. Mantana, who said that? Amar Yehuda Amarav. It's very easy. Very take a minute. Amar Yehuda Amarav. Rabbi Shua he. Rabbi Shimon he. Damar shalach amen tzrichol gufa patar alav. You patar alav. Malach hashem tzrichol gufa. So you have to trap for a tzorech. Eked demasin laha. Hamapis morsa b'shabbes. If you burst a pimple, in lasas lape, if you do it to make an opening, chayiv. In lahotzi menalecha, potter. Mantana, or maybe who the amarav, shiv shivin, he dachash, dharmash, lachash, and tzvichel, guva potter, alea. Fikin de basni laha, hatzad nachash beshavit. In misasik bo, if you did it, so yishchenu, that it shouldn't bite you, potter. In lerefua, chayiv. Mantana, who said that? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rabbi Shimoni, Dar Malacha Shein Tzuchah Lagufa Pater Aleha. Okay, we'll stop here.
This is the topic now.
Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.
This is not.